Welcome in, everybody. It's Locked On Eagles. Louis DiBiase joining you here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in 4 to 5 days a week. As always, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day back for another show today. If you missed yesterday's podcast, we got into the defensive end four spot, why we don't think that you should worry about the defensive end depth. Me and Gino got into that. You can find that, as always, in the Himalayan Podcast app, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, LockedOnEagles.com, or on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and at DiBiase, L-O-E. Coming up on today's edition of the podcast, I want to get into, I mentioned it for a quick second on yesterday's episode about Carson Wentz and the chemistry between him, specifically I mentioned yesterday, between him, DeSean Jackson, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And after watching the interviews from Nelson Agholor today, from watching the interviews with DeSean Jackson and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Zach Ertz, this chemistry that's brewing right here in this offense, in an offense that has all the talent in the world, it's really encouraging to see, because chemistry is very important, especially for new guys like DeSean Jackson coming in. While he's not new to Philadelphia, new to Carson Wentz and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside as well, you know, building that chemistry early on in their career together, as Arcega-Whiteside now going to be a rookie, Carson Wentz still 26 years old. They could play in the league hypothetically for a decade, so building that chemistry is very important. And I think specifically for DeSean Jackson and Arcega-Whiteside, it's going to be easier to get on the same page with Carson Wentz, and I think that it's already getting into that territory in OTA. So that's what's coming up on today's edition of the podcast. I'm getting into the dynamic of the offense here, specifically with the chemistry, not only on the field, but how the off-the-field chemistry is going to help the on-the-field results. So I want to get into it here, starting in the first segment, specifically with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and DeSean Jackson. Look, once again, this offense has all the talent a team could ask for. Now it's time. You got to get all of that to gel, right? I mean, you have everything you need. You have a deep threat. You have the big bodies and Alshon Jeffrey on the outside. You got the star tight ends in the middle with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, a ridiculously productive slot receiver in Nelson Agholor when he gets the football. Now a second-round receiver in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. You brought in Miles Sanders in the second round, traded for Jordan Howard. Have a great offensive line on paper and proven, offensive line proven to be elite the past couple years. And of course, Carson Wentz seemingly to be healthy. Now it's time to get all of that to gel. And it's going to be easier for Alshon Jeffrey. It's going to be easier for Nelson Agholor and Zach Ertz because they've been playing with Carson Wentz now. Ertz for 3 years. It's going to be year four. For Alshon and Agholor, this will be, well, Agholor as well, year four. Alshon, it's going to be year three. For DeSean Jackson, though, and Arcega-Whiteside, it's going to be very important to get on the same page with Wentz right now in the summer. That's why Gino even said it yesterday. It's so important that Carson Wentz is healthy right now so he can gain that rapport with those two. And I really like what DeSean Jackson said yesterday in his press conference about that chemistry.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just, you know, being able to get them reps and being able to see it, you know, right on the field. A lot of times you could watch film, you know, how he plays or how I play, but if you're not out there getting them reps and, you know, in and out your breaks and, you know, just the timing aspect of it, I think that's the biggest thing to have a young guy like that and, more of a veteran guy like me. You know, I'm not out there every rep, you know, so the reps that we are getting together just got to be right on point and right on time. So, you know, we've been able to get some good reps in, and, you know, like I said, everything's going good so far.
And I agree. I think they've looked spectacular so far together. I mean, of course, it's only in OTAs right now, but it really seems like that chemistry between Wentz and DeSean Jackson, they're going out of their way to strengthen that quickly, because let's face it, DeSean Jackson is something that Carson Wentz has never had. They've tried to get him that kind of player. I think they were interested in bringing him back in 2017. They bring in Torrey Smith. They bring in Mike Wallace last year. But once again, establishing the chemistry is so important. Look at Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, right? I mean, Julian Edelman's not one of the most talented receivers in the NFL. He's one of the better slot receivers in the league. But because of how just on point those two are with each other about where to be on certain routes, out of in and out of breaks, what Brady likes, certain areas, where he's going to put the football, where he knows Edelman can get it, that chemistry has made that combo one of the most lethal in the NFL the past, 5 to 7 years? I mean, let's look even in-house with Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz the past 3 years. I mean, those two last year, even more so than anybody else, were really gelling together. I think Wentz maybe over-relied on him a little bit during the middle of the season because Wentz was injured. But at the same time, I mean, that chemistry has been brewing since week one, 2016, against the Cleveland Browns. And it looks like these two new guys, the chemistry is brewing at OTAs. And once again, it should not be surprising. And I mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't get into specifics. Wentz, DeSean Jackson, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, they all thrive on really the same routes. Carson Wentz has a lot of success with the same routes that DeSean Jackson loves to run, and same with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. For DeSean Jackson, and I'll shout out to Warren Sharp, he posted this entire chart of the success rate of certain routes for DeSean Jackson and Carson Wentz back when the Eagles traded for DeSean Jackson the day before the opening of free agency. And you look at out routes, you look at curls, posts, digs, slants. Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson both show up in the green. Let's just look at out routes. 61% success rate last year for DeSean Jackson. Carson Wentz on out routes, 68%. How about curls? 78% success rate for DeSean Jackson, 70% for Wentz. On digs, 75% for DeSean, 66% for Carson Wentz. Post routes, both in the upper tier in the green at 50 and 60. I mean, these two, how about slants? 75% for Jackson, 66% for Wentz. Wentz is very accurate on slant routes. He's very good at fitting the football into tight areas across the middle. And while DeSean Jackson is going to be someone that makes his money down the field, I love what Ertz said today. If you don't respect him, he's going to catch three passes, but for 200 yards. But at the same time, you see it in OTAs the past couple days, they are utilizing him in the screen game, in short areas across the middle of the field, because DeSean Jackson, he is a better route runner than people give him credit for. He's got a lot better hands than people give him credit for. I just think it's really tough because he is a speed demon. Normally, he makes his money just burning corners when they're not even close. He can make plays in traffic. I mean, it's going to be tough for him to go up and get a pass in triple coverage or, you know, doubled. Like, he's not going to be able to post someone up like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in the red zone, but certainly he can do a lot of different stuff, and that's what that chart shows, is he can do a lot of the same stuff that Carson Wentz loves to have success with. So, and with DeSean, I think it's extra important that you gain that chemistry, because he has clicked with some quarterbacks throughout his career, but he also hasn't clicked with others. You look at RG3 in Washington, Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. Those guys didn't really click with DeSean Jackson, especially last year. I think the frustration really settled in with DeSean when Jameis Winston came back, because who he did click with? Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Eagles saw it week two. The Saints saw it week one. DeSean and Fitzpatrick was probably the best 1-2 punch in the passing game of the NFL for the first, I would say, month of the season last year. When you gain that chemistry, then DeSean Jackson can be one of the most dangerous players in the NFL. But because I would say he's not a Calvin Johnson, like anybody can get Calvin Johnson the football. DeSean Jackson, there's certain ways that you really have to utilize him as a wide receiver. And Michael Vick did a great job with that. Kirk Cousins did in Washington. Ryan Fitzpatrick in Tampa Bay. And just looking at that chart, I think Wentz and DeSean are going to really, really click together. Especially just, I mean, from the start, I think early on, I don't know. I mean, Ertz is going to be his favorite target. I can't wait to do the podcast with Gino where we predict stats, because I'm fascinated to see where we think Jackson's numbers will line up compared to Alshon's. I mean, it's going to be just a circus when it comes to the numbers. I mean, who knows who's going to lead in touchdowns, receptions. I mean, yards per reception, I would imagine. I mean, DeSean's been leading the league in that almost his entire career. So I imagine he'll be the guy for the offense in that area. But I mean, that's the thing, is it's going to be, I think, a lot easier, and we're already seeing it's going to be a lot easier for Wentz to get on the same page with those guys, much like he already is with his other big three in Ertz, Aguilar, and Alshon. And Arcega-Whiteside, too, another guy that shares a lot of the same route strengths that Carson Wentz does. I just want to read this quick excerpt from Pro Football Focus about Arcega-Whiteside's strength with go routes, same with Carson Wentz. I think this will really excite you about the future of this 1-2 punch here, Wentz to Arcega-Whiteside. Whiteside was the draft class's highest graded receiver on go concepts, including seams, back shoulder go, end zone fades, and flies that broke off another route. On those go route concepts, Arcega-Whiteside showcased what made PFF come to love him. He has an innate ability to high point the football while also dominating over defensive backs at the catch point. He made 11 contested catches on go routes last year and turned 39 targets into 14 explosive plays of 15 or more yards. All 20 of his go routes either moved the chains, 8 of them, or scored 6 points 12 times. This is arguably one of the most perfect matches made in draft heaven, as Carson Wentz has been downright tremendous on go routes in his short career. Just last year alone, he threw 6 big-time throws, and despite 3 drop passes, completed 12 go routes for 271 yards and 2 scores. I mean, that is perfect. I mean, I don't know how you're not salivating thinking about that possibility, and that's your 4th wide receiver. Of course, he's going to be the future, I think, on the outside. That's why you draft him in the 2nd round, but you add in the 2 guys, I think you're going to feel like instantly in training camp in the summer, in the preseason, and then in the regular season, Carson Wentz throwing to Arcega-Whiteside and DeSean Jackson is going to look like they've been doing it for 10 years. And it's an interesting dynamic when it comes to route strengths. It's something that I think choosing targets based on the strengths of what your quarterback can do is an underrated, quietly big factor in evaluation. I mean, I'm a guy that would have rather had DK Metcalf over Arcega-Whiteside in the 2nd round just because I think he's going to be an absolutely special talent in the NFL. I haven't seen a prospect like him come out of college since, I mean, God knows when. I don't want to compare him to Calvin Johnson, but he has a lot of the same traits. But I do think maybe if it comes down to, man, we really like these 2 players, but hey, our quarterback thrives on go routes, on back shoulders, seams down the field, and player A does that a lot better than player B, that could be a deciding factor. I also think it's going to be really important for Wentz to rebuild that rapport with Aguilar and Jeffrey. I think those 2 guys suffered the most last year when it came to, I think, of course, Aguilar had to overcome a lot with Golden Tate coming in, but when Wentz got injured and in the middle of the season, he really wasn't giving them chances down the field as much as he was early on, or at least with like Alshon. You look at that Tennessee game, I mean, Wentz was giving him opportunities contested down the sidelines, and you didn't really see that as much. There was a big gap there in the middle of the season with Aguilar and Alshon, where both guys would a lot of time go quiet, where Aguilar might have 1 or 2 catches in the game, and that's it. Alshon would maybe receive 30 yards or 40 yards in a game, mostly just on, you know, short yardage conversions on slants across the middle of the field. So again, chemistry, we see the talent on paper. This probably is the deepest offense when it comes to skill set, when it comes to skill positions, out of any team in the league, especially, I mean, depth. I would say there's other teams that might be more top-heavy when it comes to the elite talent on offense. I mean, I think the 1-2 punch of Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara is one of the league's best in New Orleans. But just depth-wise, the Eagles have the most to offer. Now you got to get that to gel, and I think it's going to be easier with Arcega-Whiteside and DeSean just because of how perfect they complement Carson Wentz. All right, coming up next on the podcast, we're going to get into how this chemistry can also form off the field. And I think if you watch some of the locker room interviews with DeSean Jackson, with Nelson Aguilar, with Zach Ertz yesterday, you should feel really encouraged about that dynamic as well forming at NovaCare Complex. This is Locked On Eagles. And guys, we're sponsored today by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip on Instagram. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
I think kind of like when I left here, you know, just really being able to mature. You know, when I was here, I was young, so the first time around. And, you know, leaving and kind of just really stepping up and being a pro, like taking my job serious. And then I say I never took it serious before, but, you know, it took time to grow and just to learn and be where I'm at now. Like, you know, I've seen a lot, I've been through a lot, so, you know, I have a lot to give back to the young guys and, you know, just – you know, like JJ, he comes in and asks me questions about routes and all the younger guys. You know, I just have a lot to offer to these young dudes, so you know, that's what I'm here for.
Welcome back, everybody, into Locked On Eagles. You just heard DeSean Jackson talking about the leadership role that he's taken on, specifically with JJ Arcega-Whiteside, and it's so impressive. I wasn't worried, really, about the off-the-field stuff with DeSean Jackson. I think there were some immaturity issues in the first 6 years of his career, but he never got in trouble off the field. I don't think getting the ball 10 times a game was something that he was going to make a big fuss over, but you can certainly see the growth. I mean, it's so impressive to see that, and I think it should put to rest that interview alone and just everything. I mean, just again, coming back to Philadelphia, we did a podcast on this a couple days after they traded for him. Him coming back to Philadelphia shows the growth because he knows. I mean, look, he chose just 3 years ago. He chose Tampa Bay. He chose to get that last big deal, you know, what was it, $12 million a year in Tampa Bay, instead of coming to a better team in Philadelphia who ended up winning the Super Bowl. Now, in an offense that what we're talking about today has 5 to 7 deep weapons on this offense, he chooses to come back to that because he prioritizes winning. And you see him now, Arcega Whiteside was talking about it. I mean, Nelson Agholor lit up today, or yesterday, when they asked about Jackson's impact on him and Arcega Whiteside and this offense in general. I mean, that's the kind of positive impact he's having right now. Even Doug Peterson talked him up, saying that how impressive it's been for him to be at all the voluntary OTAs and helping. Once again, chemistry is the word of the day on the podcast. Build this chemistry in May so that in September they are absolutely ready to roll and there shouldn't be that slow start on offense much like there was last year. And I think that's going to help really gain the chemistry on the field too when you have this leadership and you have this camaraderie off the field because it is such a ball-sharing offense. I mean, look at Alshon Jeffrey's numbers. 800 yards last year, 700, a little bit under 800 in 2017. I mean, this is a guy that could go to another team. He could have went to another team. He chose to turn down a long-term deal in Minnesota in 2017 to come to Philadelphia to win games. I mean, that's a guy that could go to another offense and be the number one receiver, and he's done it before, put up 1,300 yards in an offense, but it's something that's not really that important to him. Winning is important to him, so when you have guys like that are so selfless off the field, it's going to be good because you can say, all right, sweet, now we can just distribute the ball to 5 to 7 different targets, including the running backs and Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard, and dare I say even Corey Clement too, can't forget about him. Now you can do that and not have to worry about, oh, there's going to be, you know, turmoil in the locker room because one player is going to want the ball more. I mean, there's no divas in this offense, and maybe you could have said that about DeSean Jackson earlier in his career. I don't really agree with the take, but I guess there is some substance to it. Right now, I don't see that at all. I mean, once again, Agholor, I mean, he was talking about how Jackson, Alshon, they've really helped him not only utilize his speed, but teaching him about body control, specifically Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, he's Mr. Body Control. You look at in the Super Bowl, that touchdown on Eric Rowe, Eagles legend Eric Rowe, that is, in the Super Bowl. I mean, that is body control to perfection. I mean, Agholor, too, man, he is so impressive. He has an infectious attitude in the locker room yesterday. I mean, here's a guy that had the worst start to an NFL career that I've ever seen. He then has a breakout 2017 season. Then they bring in Golden Tate, which, I mean, Wentz being injured was already hurting Agholor last year. Then they bring in Golden Tate, who did a lot of the same things that Agholor did, and they instead prioritized Tate over Agholor with those plays inside, and I think it hurt the offense production-wise. I mean, he's got all of that happening to him. He's in a contract year. The Eagles do pick up the option, but right now it doesn't seem like a long-term deal is going to get done anytime soon. I'm still holding out hope for it because I just think on and off the field, Agholor is such a valuable piece to the franchise. So he's in this contract year, and then in this contract year, they draft another wide receiver in the second round, and yet he still takes all of this in such stride. I mean, it's so incredible. Zach Ertz talked about it in the locker room yesterday. I just want to play that clip because it really does speak to, I think, the importance of Agholor, not only on the field, but just, I mean, what a role model he can be for a guy like Arcega Whiteside.
And people wanted instant success, and the offense that we played in early on was not conducive for that for a lot of people. And him just going out here, he's one of the first guys in the building each and every day, one of the last guys to leave. And he has consistently worked himself into the player he is. Nothing's been easy for him. Nothing's been given to him. But he just comes in each and every day with the focus of, I'm going to get better. I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday. And that's all you can ask from a guy like that, especially dealing with all that adversity that he did with early on.
First off, just want to give a shout out to Zach Ertz for totally chirping Chip Kelly at the beginning of that, saying the offense wasn't conducive to that success early on. The Chip hate just continues in Philadelphia, but he's 100% right. Agholor came into the league super young. He has overcome a lot and still has a lot to overcome this year in order to get that next payday. And once again, just that infectious attitude is what's going to really help gel this offense into hopefully one of the most formidable in the NFL. I think Arcega Whiteside, I think Agholor, they can flourish behind Jackson and Jeffrey because of how similar they are to those players. All right, we're going to take another break here on Locked On Eagles. Guys, we're sponsored today by Grip 6, ultra lightweight, no holes, no flaps. It's a great Father's Day gift. You got to go to grip6.com. We got a special offer for you at grip6.com/lock, L-O-C-K-E. All right, guys, we're wrapping up the show on today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Once again, I mean, this offense in May looks as promising as I have ever seen. I wrote an article for 97.3 ESPN South Jersey a couple days after the draft, just looking at this team on paper, and I'm like, wow. I mean, if Doug Peterson can't get this to work, I don't know who could, and I think it'd be the most embarrassing thing ever, because these guys too, I mean, not only, I think it's going to gel. I think Wentz really clicks. I think Wentz can thrive with the types of receivers that these guys are, but at the same time, I think these guys complement each other. I mean, let's look, it's a similar but unique dynamic with these six, right? Because Deshaun, Alshon, and Ertz, they all complement each other really well, right? I mean, Deshaun's going to keep those safeties back. It's going to help Ertz across the middle. I think Alshon's going to do the same. And then it's kind of the same dynamic between the young three, with Aguilar kind of being the Deshaun of the young trio, Dallas Goedert across the middle, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside being that Alshon. It's such a fun, like, unique but similar dynamic between the three. I mean, they kind of have the same tandem, just younger, to rotate in there, you know, whatever. I mean, there's so many different packages. You can go empty set and have five of those six guys out there. But I mean, that's what's awesome, is you have two speed guys. Both can thrive in the slot as well, with Aguilar and Deshaun. You got the two tight ends with Goddard and Ertz. I mean, Goddard coming out of South Dakota was compared a lot to not only Travis Kelce, but Zach Ertz. And then, of course, the big body receiver that can make the back shoulder plays, the contested catches down the sideline, Mr. Reliable on third and fourth down. I mean, that is Arcega-Whiteside. His perfect comparison is probably Alshon Jeffrey. Arcega-Whiteside even said that he grew up watching Alshon Jeffrey's tape, and he plays a lot like Alshon Jeffrey does. So I think it's going to work out. I think the chemistry right now you're seeing is really going smoothly with the newcomers in Carson Wentz, because once again, the routes that those guys thrive in are the same routes that Carson Wentz thrives in. I think chemistry is so important. Once again, you see the, how about, let's just go back to 2010, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, right? That kind of chemistry that just, you know, you guys don't have to say anything and you know what you're going to do going down the field. Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson. Of course, New England, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz. Having that Russell Wilson and Doug Baldwin, it's very valuable to, especially in an offense that has so many weapons, making sure that you're clicking with all your receivers is very important. And the newcomers right now, I don't even think you're going to think they're newcomers once they hit the field this summer and then into the fall. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you for joining me on today's edition of the show. If you missed any of our recent pods, please subscribe on any platform so you can get 4 to 5 podcasts a week. Just tell Siri, just tell Alexa to play Locked On Eagles. You can also check out our written content as well, LockedOnEagles.com, and follow us on Twitter to keep the conversation going. At DiBiaseLOE, at Gino_LOE, and our show page at Locked On Birds. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go, Birds.